Princess Scientist Book Club, episode, what are we at, 5? 6?
7.
We're not at 7, I know that.
6.
Okay, 6. Don't fiddle with things. So, this is the lab assistant Mommy and...
Princess Scientist!
Yay, Princess Scientist! And we are... First thing we want to do is announce something that we forgot to announce the last time, which is Princess Scientist has an email address. And that is princess.scientist@gmail.com. So if you want to send in comments or questions or book requests or suggestions, that would be the email to contact us at. And we have no email this week because we forgot to tell you the email address last week.
Yes.
Yes, says Princess Scientist. So we don't have a whole lot of time, but we want to run through a couple of things. What are we reading now? What did we finish last night? What book did we just finish?
The City of Gold and Lead!
That's right. The City of Gold and Lead by John Christopher. What did you think of it?
It was great!
Okay, so I think we're going to throw some spoilers in here since we just finished it, but what happened...
Spoiler alert!
What happened in the City of Gold and Lead? Why was it called the City of Gold and Lead?
Because it was made out of gold and lead.
No, it wasn't made out of lead.
It was made out of gold.
Yeah? What was the lead part?
The prisoners that were there felt like they were lead.
Yeah, why do you think?
Because of the air pressure is much higher.
Not quite. It was the gravity.
Yeah.
The masters had the gravity turned up. So at the end of the White Mountains, we were planning on fighting back with the tripods. And so with the tripods... with the City of Golden Lead, our heroes went to their cities where they thought the tripods lived. But what did they find out about the tripods? Is the city run by the tripods?
No, it's run by the masters.
Okay, so what do the masters do with the tripods?
They take the tripods and they can... compete the tripods and...
No, they use the tripods to travel.
They also compete with the tripods.
Yes,
tripod
but
with
the
tripod,
main...
bam, bam, bam.
Yes. Yes, but they also travel with the tripods, which is what Will and all of his friends saw.
Yep. Yuppity-doopity-doo.
So what was the weird thing about Will's situation?
What do you mean?
Well, Will had a different situation from most of the other slaves. Why was that?
Because he didn't have a real cap on?
No, well, yes. Yes, Will was not capped and enslaved like the others. But what was different about his master?
He had a much nicer mast.
Nicer than who?
Fritz.
Mm-hmm. Or anybody, really.
Yeah.
Why was his master so nice?
I don't know.
Was he curious about people?
Yes. He was curious about them.
And he sort of saw Will as what, instead of his slave?
A puppy!
Yes, a puppy. Unfortunately, Will found out something from the master. What did he find out?
That they are going to take over the world.
Well, they've already taken over the world. What else are they going to do?
Make the world right for the masters.
Which does what to the human race?
Kill them.
That's right. So, at the end of the book, spoiler alert.
Spoiler beep, 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 beep.
Well, what happens at the end?
They get out of the city, all except Fritz.
Well, they is Will. What?
Will gets out of the city, all except Fritz, and he meets Beanpole.
Right.
Again.
Well, Beanpole saves his life.
Yeah.
And they head back to the White Mountains. Mm-hmm. So the third book is called The Pool of Fire. Is that what we're reading next, or do you want to switch to something else?
Pool of Fire.
Okay, so we're going to finish up the trilogy and read The Pool of Fire. So if you have any thoughts about the trilogy, let us know. Now today, Princess Scientist made me a business card, which was fascinating. And on the business card, it had her name, it had the fact that she was an inventor, and it had 8 stars. And I asked what the 8 stars were for.
They were for these amazing pieces of machinery.
So they were for your inventions.
Uh-huh.
So what were your 8 inventions?
The jetpack.
Okay.
Light speed rockets.
Okay.
A machine that will save the trees.
Okay.
The self-going... mower.
That's right, the self-driven lawnmower. Is there a flying car in there?
Flying car! Floating city.
And wasn't there a, interstellar something?
Interstellar... That was the high-speed rocket.
No, it was something before that.
I made a mistake there. It was the light-speed interstellar. Okay. I made it a light-speed rocket, okay?
Okay. Was there anything else? Have we done all 8?
Yep.
Okay. So that's all 8 of the amazing Princess Scientist's inventions. Now, of the real Princess Scientist invention, what did you do for the science fair?
What's magnetism?
Yes. It's a shame you can't see the flourishes with every statement she has.
Yes.
You learned about magnetism. What did you learn about magnetism?
I learned that magnets have magnets inside them, which when they're lined up, the magnetic force is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're not, the magnetic force goes kablooey.
Kablooey.
Boom.
Okay, so explosions.
No, not explosions.
Oh, I wanted explosions.
It's just the magnetic force just fizzes out.
Okay.
No more magnetic force.
Okay. Well, what else did you learn? What's attracted to magnets?
Iron and other magnets.
All right. So aluminum?
No.
Okay. Interesting. So not all metal?
Not all metal.
Copper?
Nope.
Okay. Interesting. So how did your science fair project go over? Do people like it?
Yes, I got a ribbon.
Awesome, congratulations. Okay, so let's quickly talk about what you're reading on your own. What book are you reading now?
Harry Potter, book 4.
Okay, and what else did you read? Gotta do a little plug-in for Mommy here.
Mommy's book.
Which was called?
Hacked.
Yes, Nanovore Hacked. And what did you think?
It was great!
Are you just saying that because I'm sitting right here?
It was great!
Okay.
I like the nanovore fighting part.
Okay. Yes, they do it with little fists like you have.
No, they do it. Some do it with claws, some do it with headbutts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've read Harry Potter and Nanovore Hacked. Mm-hmm. How are you liking Harry Potter?
It is great!
Okay. Anything else to say about it? Where are you in the book?
Chapter 3.
And what's happening in chapter 3? No, you're far past chapter 3. You're in book 4?
Yeah.
Aren't you past chapter 3?
I don't know what chapter I'm on.
What's going on?
What part am I on? Is the part where they go to the big game.
Oh, the Quidditch
match.
Ron
and Hermione.
Mm-hmm. Who else is going? Do you remember?
Mr. and Mrs. Weasley.
Mr. Weasley. Any of Ron's siblings?
Yes. Ginny.
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 She's not a pig.
And I forgot the other one.
Oh, they're the twins.
The twins.
Fred and George.
Yep. Fred and George, who are mischief makers.
That's right. And what about the oldest? Do you remember him?
Him?
Yeah, the oldest one.
Harry?
No. Oldest one of Ron's siblings.
Percy.
Very good. And they all went, right?
Yep.
Are they having fun?
Not yet, I'm not to that part.
Oh, okay.
They're just walking. They're getting inside the camp.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they got to set up camp. Okay, well, if you want to read along with Princess Scientist, then you can check out Harry Potter Book 4 or the trilogy of The Tripods by John Christopher. Mm-hmm. Oh, and what are you reading with your dad right now?
Chitty chitty bang bang.
Okay.
Sneeze, sneeze, bang, bang.
And we have all of those books. All the books we've covered on Princess Scientist Book Club are also on a Goodreads list on the Princess Scientist Book Club page. So if you want to email us, what's that email address, Princess Scientist?
Princess.scientist.
@gmail.com. And if you want to check out our blog in the show notes, you can see, I think it's princess-scientist.com. I think that's it. No, I gotta check. You vamp, Princess Scientist.
It's princess.scientist. I'm pretty sure.
Nope, it's dash. If you want to email us, it's a dot. And if you want to go to the blog, it's a dash. So, I think that's it for me. Anything else you want to say, Princess Scientist?
No.
Can you say goodbye, Princess Scientist?
Bye-bye, folks. That's all.